This has been a relatively quiet political year in Wisconsin, at least so far. It's a sharp contrast from two springs ago when the state was in the throes of a gubernatorial recall. Political ads ran wall to wall on TV. One conservative group, Americans for Prosperity, did launch an ad campaign Tuesday. It touts Governor Walker's policies and comes just days after a poll shows him tied with Democrat Mary Burke.
How do we build a better Wisconsin? It starts with strong leadership in Madison.
Wisconsin passed real budget reform that puts taxpayers first, and it's working.
As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, we'll soon learn whether the ad kicks off a political blitz or we settle back into a more typical election year. There was a flurry of political ads early this year. The Republican Governors Association bought time on behalf of Governor Walker in February. The ad ran just before a court released thousands of emails belonging to a former aide convicted of campaigning on government time. The ad slammed the governor's likely Democratic opponent, Mary Burke.
Who's Mary Burke? Burke was a senior member of the Doyle administration that left Wisconsin with 130,000 fewer jobs and a $3 billion budget shortfall.
The Burke campaign fired back with one criticizing the governor.
Under Walker, unemployment's up, job prospects are down to 45th in the nation, and the layoffs continue.
By April, the flurry had ended.
I suspect maybe the outside money wanted to see if they could really wound her before her campaign got off the ground.
Dennis Riley is a political scientist at UW Stevens Point.
It appeared not to move the needle. She's actually moved up a little bit, and so they're probably going to back off and pick it up later on.
The new special interest ad that just began running statewide touts the governor's policies and does not mention an opponent. Riley says generally there's a lull in political advertising heading into summer. It's hard to get people's attention, according to UW Green Bay political science professor Michael Kraft.
You're not spending your money wisely to spend it now versus in October, for example, because whatever impact you have could be, lost before we get to the fall.
Kraft predicts campaign ads will start popping up regularly after Labor Day. So what might we see this summer? Charles Franklin predicts residents will see the candidates making public appearances. Franklin is public policy professor at Marquette and directs the law school poll.
Mary Burke has been traveling the state, meeting with groups from small to fairly large. Governor Walker has maintained a very active travel schedule, both in his official capacities and for political meetings. And the staff organizations behind both of these campaigns have been working very hard for months and months now to build the voter contact list, to figure out who your supporters are and who needs more motivation to get to the polls.
But Franklin is not convinced the airwaves will be void of political ads over the next few months. He could see candidates for governor running midsummer spots just to keep their name before voters. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.